From NPR News in Washington, I'm Nora Rahm. President Obama said today authorities will not rest until they find everyone involved in an attempted attack on a Northwest jet last week and hold them accountable. A Nigerian man is in custody for allegedly trying to set off explosives as the plane was about to land in Detroit. The president said he's ordered a thorough review of the process used to screen passengers before they board.
We need to determine just how the suspect was able to bring dangerous explosives aboard an aircraft and what additional steps we can take to thwart future attacks.
The president promised to bring every element of U.S. power against those who threaten Americans. The Yemen-based wing of al-Qaeda today claimed responsibility for the attack. The group posted an internet statement saying it was seeking revenge for a U.S. attack. NPR's Peter Kenyon reports from Cairo.
The group al-Qaeda in the Arabian Peninsula vowed earlier this month to avenge the December 17th attack by Yemeni forces, which was made with U.S. intelligence assistance, according to Yemeni and U.S. officials. Today, the militant group said it was behind the attempt by a young Nigerian man to detonate an explosive device aboard a U.S. airliner over Detroit. The statement posted on Islamist websites could not be immediately verified. The statement said the Nigerian suspect in the case met and coordinated with al-Qaeda members in Yemen. U.S. counterterrorism officials have been worried about al-Qaeda's growing presence in Yemen, where a weak central government is already battling a violent rebellion in the north and a secessionist movement in the south. Peter Kenyon, NPR News, Cairo.
Police say this year has been the safest in New York City in more than 40 years. The murder rate is down to levels not seen since the early 1960s. According to the FBI, New York City was the safest big U.S. city in 2009. Law enforcement officials in Los Angeles say that violent crime this year dropped about 10% from the previous year. We hear more from NPR's Ina Jaffe.
This is the seventh year in a row that violent crimes such as homicide, rape, and robbery have declined in the Los Angeles area. That's despite double-digit unemployment and the bad economy. Police and sheriff's deputies have investigated 500 killings over the past year. In 1992, they investigated more than 1,500. LA's new police chief, Charlie Beck, says it's a different world. There was a time, he said, when it seemed there was no limit on the potential for things to get worse and worse. The whole outlook has shifted now. Some give credit to the example set by Beck's predecessor, former LA Police Chief Bill Bratton, who just resigned after 7 years on the job. But other parts of Southern California have also experienced drops in crime, including Orange County and San Diego. Ina Jaffe, NPR News.
On Wall Street today, the Dow rose 26 points to close at 10,547. The Nasdaq gained 5 points. The S&P was up 1. This is NPR News. President Obama today signed into law a bill to increase the national debt limit. The limit is now $12.4 trillion, up from $12.1 trillion. The national debt has more than doubled since 2001. Civil rights attorney and political power broker Percy Sutton has died at the age of 89. Sutton was the lawyer for Malcolm X, was borough president of Manhattan, and created a black media empire. NPR's Margo Adler has more.
Sutton was the son of a former slave, a civil rights activist, and the highest-ranking black elected official in New York when he became Manhattan borough president in 1966. He also mounted unsuccessful campaigns for mayor of New York City and for the U.S. Senate. He was a mentor to the current New York governor, David Paterson, and to the Reverend Jesse Jackson during his two presidential campaigns. Former New York City Mayor David Dinkins.
I will always remember him as someone on whose shoulders I stand.
Dinkins says he would never have been mayor if it wasn't for Percy Sutton's classy failed attempt before him. In 1971, Sutton purchased WLIBAM, which became the first black-owned radio station in New York City. His inner-city broadcasting corporation had stations in several cities. He also was largely responsible for saving and renovating the Apollo Theater when it fell on hard times. Margo Adler, NPR News, New York.
A wild horse roundup began today in northern Nevada. Federal officials say about 2,500 horses must be removed because the area has become overpopulated. Helicopters are being used to move the horses into corrals. Eventually, they'll be offered for adoption. Opponents of the roundup say the use of helicopters is inhumane and risks the horses' injury or death. I'm Nora Rahm, NPR News in Washington.